If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If God wants me to love you, be patient with you, honor you, and treat you with dignity here, then there must be a reason for eternity. For everything that God wants me to do in the natural has some eternal consequence. That means if you can't love me here, you can't love me there. What do you think? You're going to undergo a metamorphosis through the rapture? Well, praise God. When God raptures me up, I'm going to love you. If you don't love me now, him that is holy, let him be holy still. Him that is filthy, let him be filthy still. That means the state you're in is the state God finds you. So purge yourself of all foolishness and all hatred towards people. You can't be a racist and be a Christian. There are no races in God. God is whatever color you are. If you're Chinese, he's Chinese. If you're Korean, he's Korean. If you're, Asian. Whatever you are, that's what God is. But whatever you are, stop trying to put God in a box. He's God. The question we have to ask is not what color is God, but am I in the family? All Africans are not dark-skinned. They don't all look like Shaka Zulu. South Africans are Africans. You better get off your race stick and love everybody. I've run into Russian Christians, Italian Christians. I've run into Christians from just about every country in the world. And I love it. I used to work with a Russian from Kiev who was a believer who went back home and offered me an opportunity to come to his village and preach Jesus to the Russians. That's why I'm studying Russian, so I can go there and speak to them without a translator, because they are my Russian brothers and sisters. This is God's family. Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Whew. The whole family of God in heaven and earth is named, connected with the Father of Jesus. And let me tell you this, God doesn't deny a one of his children. And every child of God is intentional. God doesn't have any accidental births. And he doesn't deny a one of us. He says so much in Isaiah. He said, I have written your name in my hand. You know why? So every time he looks at his hand, he's reminded of you. He must have a big hand to write billions of names in that hand. You know why? Because you're his child. You're in the family of God. All right, look, watch this. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints the total depth of your family connection. In other words, what it means to be in this family. Do you ever walk into a store and you see the little 4 or 5 year old kid running through the store, turning stuff over, and nobody's stopping him? Chances are he's related to the owner. The devil can't stop you. You're related to the owner of the universe. Every time he brings something against you, you have power over it. Every time the devil comes in and try to stop you, remember who you're created by and with whom you are associated. You are in the family of God. You have rights and privileges that go with your connection. And the devil can't stop you. He can't stop your healing. He can't stop your blessing. Watch this. He can't stop your deliverance. Do you know that if you're going through, do you know that your Father has set a day for your deliverance? Do you know he set a day? Yes, he has. Because he promised that it would be a light affliction. And the term light means it's not going to stay always. And the devil cannot stop your deliverance. You are in the family of God if you're born again. So David said, lift up your heads. One thing my father used to drum into my brother and I, because we were males, my father had a very strong discipline in teaching his sons to be men. My brother and I had the responsibility of getting the coal and emptying out. My job was to get the ashes. Gary's job was to take the coal and throw it into the burner. I think I was about 6 months old. Yeah, I was about 6 months old then. And so my father said to my brother, it's your job and you don't let that fire go out. So every time Gary went downstairs, I'd go and I'd get the ashes and I'd put the ashes in the basket, and then Gary would take the basket and put it through the basement window. When the coal guy would come, put the bin through the window and push the coal down through, Gary and I would be there, and Gary would be doing the majority of the work, and I'd have a little shovel and I'd push a little bit over. I'd do what was appropriate for my age. But Daddy would teach us the responsibilities of a man. He was fierce in that teaching. He would take me on carpentry jobs when I was 9 years old, and he would take that time to be a mentor. And he would teach me what it meant. That Lambert men, they work. They don't lay around waiting to be taken care of. Through him, I learned to have a trade. Why? Because he was fierce with his Jamaican pride. My sons don't walk down the street with their heads hung low. Lift your head up. Mama would say that periodically. Lift your head. You are Lambert. She would try to instill in us the pride of being part of that family. I would write my name, and she would rip it out of the book until I wrote better. People say to me today, you have good handwriting for a man. It's because Mama kept ripping the pages out until I wrote clearly. That's what God does sometimes. When we just throw him anything, he rips it up and throws it out. He said, I don't want that. I want your heart. You giving me work. I want your heart. I want you. You say, but God, I've fallen. Get up and give me you. I'll take you broken as long as I have you. I'll take you battered as long as I have you. You don't have to be perfect. Come as you are. I just want you. Why? Because you my child. You're my child. I have not called you to bondage. You're in my family. Lift up your heads. Not in arrogance, but in a feeling of belonging. Stop walking around like an orphan. Lift up your head. Throw your shoulders back. Don't let the devil know you're beaten down. Fake it. Come in and praise God. Say, Pastor, I don't feel nothing. Then act like you do. I told somebody yesterday, I said, there are times the devil brings stuff through my mind, but I refuse to say it out my mouth. I am not going to agree with everything the devil brings. What comes in my mind, I can't control. But what comes out of here, Lord, have mercy. Now, let me finish up. When you go to Matthew chapter 4, you find Jesus is being assaulted by the devil. When the devil comes in and tries to assault Jesus, Jesus responds to him with these words, it is written. Then Satan comes and he says, all right, since you're going to say it's written, I'm going to say it's written. Well, if it's written was good enough for Jesus, and if it's written was good enough for the devil, then it's good enough for me. So when the devil brings a thought to my mind, I now respond, devil, it is written. There shall no evil befall me.
nor any plague come nigh my dwelling. It is written, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Because if it's written, it's got to come to pass. Because every promise is to those that are in the family. Y'all ain't getting this. You ain't getting this. Woo! I'm going to close with this. It's the clock on the right, correct? When that starts counting, that's the one you want me to stop? Okay. Now watch this. Watch this. Because you're in the family, we have to do that for production purposes now. But it's good. It's all good. But understand this. When you're in the family, the grace that is extended to you rubs off on others. Now hold on. Hold on before you get too happy. Listen to me carefully. That's why you will find that there are some people who will migrate towards you because they know that your God blesses you so abundantly that it rubs off. Watch. I used to pick up my godson to take him to karate. When I picked him up from school, when we first started picking him up from school, I would go get him from school and he would be the only one to come into my car. I would bring him to my house and I would feed him dinner. And then we would get ready to go to karate. I'd help him if he had homework and then we would go over to do the karate. He must have started telling his friends what happens after I picked him up. Because all of a sudden, then there was another little boy that came over, and Darius said to me, he said, can Khalil come? I said, yeah, he can come. Then Khalil came, and next thing you know, we buying Khalil dinner. Then Khalil must have went back and told somebody else. And now all of a sudden, I got Darius, Khalil, I got Jason, and I got Zaire. I got 3, 4, 5 boys climbing into my car. Why? Because they knew they were going to get what Darius gets, because Darius was my son. Are you hearing me? But watch this. None of them could sit in the front seat. That was reserved for him. Now the rest of them climbed in the back seat. But they knew they were going to eat. What you must understand is God has so significantly blessed you that wherever you are, there is favor for everybody else. That's why God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you such a way that every family in the world is going to be blessed because of you. I want you to know that your unsaved family members are blessed because of you. They're protected because of you. They're not dying because of you. Now, don't tell them that, but thank God for it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for being in the family of God, being connected to such a mighty God, serving such an awesome God, walking with such a loving God, being protected by such a powerful God.
Copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.